Well, tonight I want to share with you some things that I trust will be a blessing to your lives. Our lives are blessed because we are sons of God, right? God is so, so good, isn't he? I mean, he is good is just the greatest understatement we could say about our God. Because he is good in so many ways. He has blessed us. He takes care of us. We've got the future all set up for us. He takes care of us in the here and now. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? I mean, we're born of incorruptible seed. We've got Christ in us, the hope of glory. We're more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have the righteousness of God, right? We're, his righteousness is in us. We have the gift of Holy Spirit with how many manifestations?
Nine
manifestations. My goodness, God is so good to us. Hey, we're sanctified. We're redeemed. We are justified. We're glorified. I mean, we could go on all night long on expressing how good our God is. But realizing the greatness of all of God's goodness, let's think about this. How can I be good to him? How can I be good to God? God is so, so good to us. How can we be so good for him? And what I want to share tonight, I'm titling Doing Good Works. Okay? So in other words, how can I incorporate all these wonderful good things that God has done for me so that I can do good works for him? And what I want to share with you tonight was inspired by a chapter in Jan Majera's newest book. She just made this available Sunday, I believe. And this book is titled Our Walk in Christ, Exploring Practical Keys About the Journey of Life. So I was looking through here. There's some great stuff. And one thing that kind of jumped out at me, and I thought this would be wonderful to share with you tonight, is this area of doing good works for him. And so let's go to 1 Corinthians if you want to go to that section in your Bibles, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12. And we'll take a look at this verse here, okay? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12. And this is the King James Version I'm going to share with you. Even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. And I believe that word gifts in the King James is italicized. And so the Greek word there is spiritual matters, okay? Not necessarily gifts. Spiritual matters would include gifts, but it takes in a lot more. So, yeah, are we zealous for spiritual matters? I hope so. Obviously, the spiritual things in our life are going to be much bigger than the five senses stuff. So the exhortation is, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. What does it mean to edify?
Build up, right?
To build up. Just like these manifestations that we operated with, tongues and interpretation and prophecy, these are words given that will build us up. We will hear things that will inspire us, that will build us up. Not tear us down, but to build us up. And so seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. This should be something that we're inspired to do. This is in light of all that God has done for us. What can we do for him? Well, seek to edify the church. Seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. So what can we do? Now, obviously, God has equipped us with awesome power and abilities, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. I mean, man, oh man, we've got it. We're loaded. We are loaded in light of the gift of Holy Spirit within us, all our sonship rights. Man, oh man. So we've got some great things that we can utilize to build up the church. Now, one thing we want to do, if we want to do the good works for our Heavenly Father, maybe we should talk to Him first, huh? Why not? He's our Father. He calls us His children. Children can have a relationship with their Father.
Yeah.
So we can talk with Him. We can check in with Him. We can ask Him, what can I do for You today, Father? What can I do? What can my life be in light of all that You've done for us? You've given us Your Son. He died for us. You raised Him from the dead. You've given us Holy Spirit. You've given us all these great realities. What can we do, Father? And I think that's an honest, loving response in light of what God has done for us. Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 2. So we're going to look at some things, and as I mentioned, first of all, we want to go to the Father. I'm sure He has something that we individually, because of who we are, what we believe, you know, how we're believing, our abilities, even our natural abilities, come into play on what we can do for our Heavenly Father. But what I want to do tonight is share some just general things that we all can do. We all can do, okay? And this wonderful verse here in Ephesians 2:10, and Jan, in her book here, she has the Aramaic Peshitta translation. And that's what I'm going to read for you, Ephesians 2:10. For we are His own creation, who are created in Christ Jesus, for what? Good works. Those works which God prepared previously that we should walk in. So I think most of the other translations are pretty close to that. Mm-hmm. Same gist, that God has given us the opportunity to do good works. That's why He put the Christ in us, so that we can do good works and walk for Him. And I'm going to quote what Jan says after this verse. She says in her book, there are personal works that God has prepared, as well as works for all His children, such as the manifestations of the Spirit. These are always good works, and God actually prepares the works for us to walk in. We don't have to manufacture them. Sometimes people err when they put too much emphasis on who we are in Christ and think that works is a dirty word. Actually, works are the testimony of our faith. People can see our works and glorify God because they come from Him. She also goes to James 2:18, and this again is from the Aramaic Peshitta translation here. For a man will say to you, you have faith, and to me, I have works. Show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith by my works. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, if we're believing God, the promises of God, then we are going to do works. We're going to go out and do the things that we have the ability to do because God has given us that ability. And she goes on to say, so what are some works that every believer should be zealous of? And she lists out several things that we all generally can do that would be in the category of good works. And the first one is prayer. Mm-hmm. Prayer. Prayer is good works. You can pray for people, can't you? You can make intercession for the saints, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking in tongues does that. That's one wonderful lever of prayer. When you speak in tongues, you make intercession for the saints. You can, with your understanding as well, do that. Let's look at Colossians 4, 12, and 13 again. Jan, of course, this is her work, wonderful work, the Aramaic Peshitta translation in the New Testament. And so Colossians 4, 12, and 13, Epaphras greets you, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, laboring at all times for you in prayer, that you would stand mature ones and complete ones in all the will of God. For I witness about him that he has great zeal for you and for those who are in Laodicea and Hierapolis. So what is Epaphras? He's mentioned in the Word of God. And what is the good works that he does?
Prayer.
Prayer. He's zealous. He's into it. I mean, that man is on his knees a lot. I imagine he's got knee pads and everything. Because he is a man of prayer. And that is one of the great works that we can do. All of us can do that. Epaphras was a great example of a minister who had prayer at the top of the list of his works. Pretty neat, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, the next one is giving. Is giving. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2. And this, what I'm going to quote for you is NLT. What is that? New Living Translation, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2. And this is in the category of giving. And man, do we have so much within us that we can utilize in giving. But this verse, it says, "For I know how eager you are to help, and I have been boasting to the churches in Macedonia that you in Greece were ready to send an offering a year ago. In fact, it was your enthusiasm that stirred up many of the Macedonian believers to begin giving." So, this giving by the believers there inspired other believers to give. And man, we have been given so much. And I think a lot of us understand the wonderful law of giving, right? You know, when you give, God's going to bless you back many fold, right? I think it says in Corinthians, God loves the
cheerful
giver. And that's the Greek word hilarious, which we get the word hilarious from. God loves a cheerful giver. And why not be cheerful? Because we are so loaded with God's goodness. So we should be the best givers there ever was. You know, there's good natural men out there. They give a little bit here and there. But as believers, we should be the masters at giving. All right, here's another thing that we can do and give, and that is thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Along with giving, we can practice thanksgiving as well. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 10 through 13. I'm going to read those. This is the Aramaic Peshitta again in the New Testament. So verse 10, 2 Corinthians 9, 10. "Now he who gives seed to the sower and bread for food will give and will multiply your seed and will increase the fruit of your justification so that you may be enriched in everything, in all simplicity, so that thanksgiving to God is completed by way of us." There it is, thanksgiving to God. "Because the work of this service not only supplies the need of the holy ones, but also increases with much thanksgiving to God. For an account of the trial of this service, we glorify God that you have subjected yourselves to the acknowledgement of the gospel of Christ, and that you have shared fully in your simplicity with them and with everyone." So we give thanks. You know, that's the greatest thing we can give. We give thanks. And there's, Jan goes on to say in her book here, there is much overlap in these various works. So we can begin to see these are not isolated works, but go together in a lifestyle of a believer. You know, a wonderful lifestyle of a believer is one of prayer, giving, and thanksgiving. And there's another couple other points, too. And the next one is acts of service. Acts of service. And we're going to go to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. And here it says, and this is in the Aramaic again, therefore I beg you, my brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy and acceptable sacrifice to God in reasonable service. Reasonable service. And do not imitate this world, but be turned the other way by the renewal of your mind and distinguish what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then it goes on later in that chapter to talk about different services in this Romans chapter 12. Like verse 10, be compassionate to your brothers and love one another, prefer another in honor, be diligent and not lazy, be fervent in spirit, labor for your Lord, rejoice in your hope, endure your trials, be steadfast in prayer, share toward the need of the holy ones, be compassionate to strangers. And there's other, other things that we can do that would be classified as acts of service. And there's just so many things that within the body of Christ here, as we fellowship and do things, we can bless our brothers and sisters by wonderful acts of service one to another. Well, the final one is praise and worship. Another thing that we can give is praise and worship. And Hebrews 13, verse 15. Again, this is the Aramaic. And by way of him, we should always offer up the sacrifices of praise to God, which is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name. Let's see here. She mentions about a book called The Walk by Adam Hamilton. He describes worship as follows, and I'll quote this. Worship was not something believers attended. It was not something they watched. It was something they did. They did not gather to be entertained, but to respond to God's love and grace with praise and gratitude, offering themselves to God and seeking to bless others. Worship can be an individual, but it's also in community where praise and honor to God wells up inside and there's great thanksgiving and unity. And then Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. Ephesians 5, 19 and 20. Again, I'll quote the Aramaic here. Verse 19. And speak among yourselves with psalms and with hymns, and sing in your hearts to the Lord with songs of the Spirit, and give thanks always for everyone in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. So, these are great things in general that we can do to do good works. And what is so exciting that we can also do, and I mentioned this earlier, is that we can ask God specifically, what works can we do I mean, I think these are great questions to ask God. Should I do a fellowship? You know, some people have that ability that they would be wonderful fellowship coordinators, home family fellowships. What about wonderful works that God would inspire you to minister healing to your brothers and sisters? Counseling. There's wonderful saints that just have that wonderful ability to counsel with their brothers and sisters to help them along their way. An encourager. There's some believers that they get around you and they make you feel so good, don't they? Those are encouragers. These are great things that you could talk with the Father and maybe he'll inspire you to do some of these things. Teaching God's Word. Wow. That's pretty good works, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Teaching God's Word. Ministering to widows. That's huge in the Bible. You look in Timothy, the leadership epistle, and there's a lot in there in ministering to widows. Witnessing the Word. Getting out in this crazy world and holding forth the words of life. So I think that's another thing we can do, that we can talk to the Father and ask specifically, Father, what can I do? Yes, you know, I want to pray. I want to give. I want to give thanksgiving. I want to praise and worship you. I want to be in your, all these wonderful things, but what else can I do? So we have been blessed by a good, good God, right?
Amen.
So let's do some good for him. Why not? Because he so has done so good for us. And so remember, we can pray, we can give, we can have thanksgiving, praise and worship, do acts of service, and specific works that he inspires us to do. All right? Okay, so, Father, thank you for the privilege we have to be in your family and to function in the wonderful family of God. And we're grateful that we can do some of these basic things all of us can do. And yet also, Father, we can walk and talk with you and just be inspired to do the many other things that are needful in the body of Christ so that all people can hear the Word of God and come to a knowledge of the truth. That's your heart's desire, that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So we're grateful that we can be a part of that, Father. So I pray that you do talk with your people and inspire them, encourage them, so that we can do the wonderful good works that you've called us to do. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.